The tobacco control program of the Tri-Town Health Department covers 12 communities in the Berkshires. Department Director of Public Health Jim Willis says there is a growing commitment in the area to look at raising the age a person can buy tobacco products above the current standard of 18.
Raising the minimum age to 21, it can only help. It can only help. If we can at least deter it 3 more years, I think it's a step in the right direction.
Tammy Govea, Executive Director of Tobacco Free Mass, says 50 communities in the Commonwealth have increased the purchasing age, while other states are looking at the issue as well. She cites recent findings from the Institute of Medicine predicting the health impacts of raising the age of tobacco sales to 21.
We will see a reduction in the smoking rate by about 12%, and we'll see smoking-related deaths decreased by 10% over time, which is really significant.
Govea says more than 8,000 people die from tobacco-related diseases in Massachusetts each year. She adds that introducing nicotine at a young age can have negative effects on a person's brain, which continues to develop until age 26.
Makes it much more likely that folks will continue to use other substances. It basically changes some of the composition within the brain and the brain chemistry. And you know, particularly, I mean, this is, of course, of concern with exposure to or the likelihood that a young person will start to use other drugs, but also it really sets them up for a lifetime of addiction to nicotine. And, you know, 99% of all adult smokers report that they started smoking before the age of 18.
Govea adds that tobacco companies target younger people through flavored cigars and e-cigarettes.
We sometimes see cigars that sell for 25 cents. In a local gas station, so that's really easy for a kid to, you know, pull together 25 cents. It's cheaper than buying an iTunes song, if you think about it.
Saying there have been reports of middle schoolers using e-cigarettes in the area, Willis says Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey's proposed ban on the sale of e-cigarettes to minors can be a tool in the arsenal of fighting tobacco use, especially in a product area that's not heavily regulated.
These e-cigarettes and vape pens, you know, they have them now. They look like USB ports for you can put memory on it and all this crazy stuff that's attracting the newer generation. And I think there's a lot of misinformation out there now with some of these other tobacco products. Is it a health hazard? Is it not? Well, it must not be because the state and federal government aren't regulating it, so it's no big deal.
He adds raising the tobacco purchasing age will be more effective if clusters of towns do it together. Without that, youths would be able to go to a neighboring town that doesn't have such a standard. While Govea says raising the age is not the magic bullet, she says it may cut off access to tobacco for many younger teenagers.
When we do surveys in the state and across the country, what we learn is that, you know, most teens who smoke and use tobacco report getting their cigarettes or products from a friend, someone in their peer group. And 90% of those who provide cigarettes to younger teens are under the age of 21.
Last year, laws setting the minimum price of single cigars to $2.50 and banning smoking in 29 public parks went into effect in Pittsfield. Willis says health boards throughout the Berkshires will continue to meet this spring and summer to look at raising the purchasing age. He says the thinking is to have a 3-year period after passage to allow those aged 18 to buy until they are 21. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.